The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Be so great, so merciful, such unconditional love. He lifts us up out of the pit we dug and got in with our own misdeeds. Goodness, he loves you. See, he not only loves you and wants you to know it, he wants that love to flow freely through you.
Next on Life Today, James shares a special time with staff when he imparts some wisdom from lessons he's learning.
Put on a welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty, what a joy. Our next anniversary, how many years will we be married? 59 years. Praise God. Listen to me. We encourage one another. And oftentimes we'll read what God's putting on our heart in the morning when we share. And I had been writing things down recently, and I shared them with Betty, and then I shared them with some of my staff. I actually came up here and was sharing with staff and some friends, and our leadership said, could we take this that you shared about journaling and writing what you believe you're hearing God saying and how you wrote it down and let people understand they can do that and then know that everything God says is confirmed in the Word, but just have that fellowship and share those insights. And so that's what we're doing today. Betty wasn't here with me. I just came up to share with some, and they said, how about sharing it with all our viewers? So I want you just to look in on that moment. I think it'll bless you. I think it'll inspire you. Watch prayerfully. So I'm fellowshipping with this God. And what God has told me in this fellowship is that he said, you have no idea how much you excite me, because you know you can bring your concerns and your questions and your desires, but that just isn't how you come. You come for one reason. Father, what's on your heart? Father, what's on your heart? And he said, James, I know you mean that. I know you want my will to be done on earth, and you believe it can be. And you want to know what I want. And so he just starts talking to me. Let me share something. I said, Father, just tell me. He said, my focus is not on myself. I want the best for all my children. All parents want that. I want you to truly love one another and your neighbors. That's the Father's desire. Love one another. Not just love me and your neighbors, love one another. You know, oftentimes it's easier to love a neighbor than it is somebody in the body, in the family, in the church. I want fellowship between my family and with me. I want you to have intimate fellowship with me. I want you to relate to me. I want intimacy with you. Not only are you going to love it, I love it because I love you and I love fellowship with you. To the pastors, he says, Jesus taught us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And then he showed me this as examples. We witness God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven when we see people love one another, love others, love their enemies, help someone, extend a hand to lift someone up, assist them, care about them, find effective ways to help them, weep with them, rejoice with them, pray for them, pray with them, stand against what hurts them. Notice the unnoticed, those Jesus called the least of these. Overcome in my power great challenges. Restore the fallen. Lift up those who fail. Forgive others even when they don't ask you to. Show others God's, His, great, unconditional, redemptive love. Tell them His absolute truth without a tone of condemnation. Now, this is just him telling me what pleases him, what fulfills his desires. God's Word provides walls of protection and a safe hedge against the enemy. We need walls and boundaries for protection. Don't miss this. Boundaries, ocean boundaries, are necessary to control stormy seas. It is the devastation of hurricanes and tsunamis that ignore the boundaries and break over them that has devastating results. Failure to protect our national boundaries from those with evil intent allows destruction not only to enter, but to prevail. And then I wrote some lessons I'm learning. So I'm going to read it to you, and then I'll stop. I got one more little page here. Well, the last one is living to fulfill our Father's dreams. I'll probably come back sometime and just dwell on that one, because I want to share something that Dudley saw when he brought a bunch of children that didn't have a home, didn't have a father. He brought them out to a ranch and had fireworks on July the 4th. And he said, I just watched these children, never seen a sparkler, never seen a Roman candle, because her father told them that's bad and he was mean. He wouldn't let them have it, and then he left them. And I watched them. He said, you just don't know what that did to me, James. Just to see those kids, he said it was just the most amazing thing. And I said, boy, and I was crying. I said, Dudley, I understand that, because I didn't get to do a lot of things. I didn't have a father, and we were very poor. But I said, you know what I saw while you were talking? You remember all those times that Jesus went up on the mountain and he'd be alone with the Father, and we don't know all the things that they said. But I said, while you were there talking about that scene, I saw a conversation. For instance, the Lord showed me, he did this real rapid. He said, you don't know how many times Jesus went to the Father when he was 12, 13, 15, 18, 20, 25. He'd go to the Father. He'd say, Dad, everything's in a mess. Why am I working on furniture? Why am I sanding wood? Father, why do you just tell me to wait? I can't answer it. I don't know if Jesus got the answer that stopped the questions. But then finally the Lord said, now, he had 3 years to reveal the glory of God to the whole world forever, forever. But I said, Dudley, I saw something else. I saw him leave those meetings where miracles occurred, leave meetings where the people were pushing back, and he'd go back up on the mountain. And Dudley, he let me hear a conversation. He went up, he said, Father, I know why you sent me. I know you sent me for them. But, Dad, do you see how mean they are? You see how ugly they are? You see how full of hate they are? And you're giving me for them? I'm going to do what you want. It's just hard. Look at how they not only treat each other, but look how they treat you and your love. And boy, I just wept. And Dudley started crying. I said, do you realize that Father Jesus is talking to? This is Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, I know how bad this is. Right before the crucifixion, is there any other way? Could we do it another way other than me going through what I'm going through for all these people that hate each other and hate you and hate your truth? But I'll do it. And I'll do it for one reason, Father. I know you love me, but you love them so much that you're giving me for them. And look how they respond. This is what breaks my heart. During the first 10 years of our marriage, Betty found me on the floor weeping many times. And I just left a crusade. She said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Honey, I saw all these people coming by the hundreds, by the thousands. He said, I won't live for Jesus. And they've been born from above. And they're so beautiful, but I know they're going to go to churches where the people don't even seem to like each other, where they don't like the church up the street. And they were born into the life and love of God, but then they're going to go to religious life." And I said, it's breaking my heart. It still does. He's so great, so merciful, such unconditional love, indescribable. But we can experience it. He doesn't put us down. He doesn't push us down. He picks us up. He lifts us up out of the pit we dug and got in with our own misdeeds. Goodness, he loves you. But see, he not only loves you and wants you to know it, he wants that love to flow freely through you. He wants it to flow through the Christian churches that are like his healthy body, that together can put his arms around a community or a city. Yes. Wow. I wrote this and just talking to God, and I just started writing, and I went ahead and called and dictated it to my assistant. Lessons I'm learning. I'm ready to lose my life to find it, along with the freedom, fruitfulness, and fullness he desires for us as his precious children. I'm living to see our Father's desires and dreams fulfilled right here, right now, as it is in heaven. Let me just tell those of you who support us and who watch Life Today, because you trust him and you've trusted us when we say there's a missionary that's a bright light and a lantern in intense darkness. And if you'll help, we'll put oil in that lantern and make it burn even more brightly. And you've taken one little light and expanded it to a city that couldn't be hidden by the love of the missionaries, taking thousands and millions of broken people into the arms of God. You did that. It's God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. This is not wishful thinking or foolish thoughts for me to think this way. This is the absolute amazing reality and life fulfilling the Father's dreams for and through the resurrected Jesus living in us. Think of it. God's will, his dreams, revealed in and through his children, his family. Why don't we as believers all desire as much for our Father and his desires for us as we want for our own families? We want our children to enjoy being together. We want them to enjoy their cousins. We want them to be like a happy family. We want that. Why don't we want what that Father wants with all our heart? To see his dreams fulfilled. His family, Christ's body of believers, the church, is the only force on this earth that Satan's deception and the gates of hell cannot prevail against. But this is the church, his church, not churches on a corner. His church can meet in those churches on the corner. churches on the corner are not the church. The church can meet there. But the church can also go to work and go to school and go out in public every day as his body. He wants born-again people living as love, truth-filled overcomers, more than conquerors, crushing and walking over the enemy's intent. Here is what truly free people say to those who are destroying truth, life, and freedom. As free people who are free to express not just our desires, but our Father's will, we will, now this is what, don't miss this, we will clearly say to the enemy, the deceiver, the murderer, you will not continue to use our money, actually God's money, we're called to oversee, to continue funding death, destruction of the lives of the unborn or the elderly, promote deception, and attack freedom's principles. We will not fund Satan's goals in the public schools, our communities, our cities, our countries, our states, our nation. We will remove from leadership roles all who promote the enemies of true freedom and the opportunities it offers. Father, thanks for sharing your heart with me. Would you help all of us to fulfill your heart's desire and share your will, your dreams, and your heart with everyone that has ears to hear? And would you open the ears of the deaf and the dull of hearing and those with dim vision are blinded by the gods of this world, and fill us to overflowing with the power of the Holy Spirit, every one of us, in Jesus' name. I love sharing with you. Let me know if you're blessed. Help us put God's arms around the least of these and the too often unnoticed, and know that when we do it, we've just blessed Jesus. We've ministered to Jesus. We've thrilled him. We've pleased the Father. Let's keep doing that. Wow, and I believe you do. First time I heard about Jesus on the cross asking for water, he said, I thirst. He didn't ask for a lot, but he said, I thirst, Benny. And they gave him a sponge filled with vinegar and gall in his parched lips. And I remember saying, I would have given him some water. Just a boy, a teenager. Betty, we've been giving a lot of water. Yeah. We've been offering a lot of freedom to people. When I say we, I'm not talking about just us. And boy, do we try to participate in it. We're praying for God to give water to all the people of the world because of the water of life. But we've been putting God's arms around the least of these and the unnoticed, and we've been rescuing those that are trafficked. And Betty, this is the last week of our rescue life emphasis, where we're going to set captives free from sexual trafficking. And I want you to listen. Listen, please, to the heart cry of the precious girls that have been sold into bondage, that we, with our love, God's love through us, can totally set them free. Watch closely, and then you become the miracle they long for.
Imagine all the dreams young children have for their future that never come true. Young women held captive and forced to smile or suffer the consequences. The The life-destroying industry of human trafficking tears at the very soul of these precious girls.
Tôi như một thơ ca đó quý đó. Cứ say ai hồ ngay. Cắn lối hồ ngay. Dùm cả cái trồn.
This is all done through lies and violence.
They put out a pet to my piano. I don't bring it to my piano to a clap here to my piano. Don't pay to a clap and I don't pay to my bed. Don't pay to the young tossle to be told on home. You know, I'm just right here. Me that you come here, Papa.
These young girls believe that no one loves them. However, we know that they are loved. And with your help, we can show them that they are loved. Life Outreach and our mission partners will not rest as long as there are young girls trapped in the sex slave trade, waiting for someone to rescue them.
And I believe with all my heart that's exactly what you'll do, Betty, as I was looking at the faces of those precious girls. Stole a passport, sold me into another country, then sex. God, oh God, please set captors free, set those men free that use those girls mm-hmm. and that traffic with them and that go to them. And God in heaven, please set us free. Yes. Set us free in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Those girls want to be free. And the rescue workers that work with all the outreach and rescue life, they literally marched into hell and pain for a heavenly cause, for redemption's purpose. I'm asking you right now, this last week, I'm asking you if you would please go online or dial that number and take your bank card. Now, you get that card and I ask you, please use it like a check. Make a great check. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. Know that what you give will be matched. We tell you that to start the process, reaching, rescuing, and restoring, it's $128 average. That's one. Would you do that? You say yes, and now you rescue two. $64 will be double to rescue one. There is a level at which all of you can help. This last week, it's going to take everybody doing what you can to touch them with the love of God. Let them know they're not overlooked. They do not have to live in bondage all their life. They can be totally set free and begin to share the love of God just like you're doing when you reach out and touch them with that love. Would you please go get your bank card, write a check, go online or call the number and tell us what you're sending or what you're giving now, and it will be immediately matched. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. Sheila's book talks about a freedom that we all need, even when it really looks too tough to go on, but there's hope. What a gift she is to us, to the ministry and the outreach. Thank you so much. We have some other gifts to bless you as you're blessing others. Thank you so much for becoming the miracle someone desperately needs, becoming the answer to prayer. We all want our prayers answered. Many of you have joined me and Betty and our staff and the mission workers becoming a miracle answer to someone's prayer. When you go right now and make that gift, that's what you're becoming. Thank you for doing it.
Innocent children and young people longing to be loved and cared for are being abducted and sold at the hands of violent predators, forced into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, you can reach out to educate children at risk of being trafficked, rescue those already enslaved, and restore young lives, giving them a future. With a generous $320,000 matching gift, now your gift of $128 to help reach, rescue, or restore one child can be doubled to help two children. Your $64 gift will be matched to help save one child from the horrors of human trafficking. And a $32 mission rescue gift will be doubled to $64. With your gift today, we'll send you Sheila Walsh's brand new book, Holding On When You Want to Let Go, a lifeline of hope for those who feel their life is falling apart. With your gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the Beauty Out of Ashes puzzle set, featuring an image taken by our team while on a trip to the mission field. This 500-piece puzzle forms a beautiful portrait of hope in the midst of despair. Included is a 24-piece puzzle for your children and grandchildren. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will now help rescue 20 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
What I've seen here is the abject poverty that people are living in. And so many young girls are forced into prostitution. They're trafficked because they're desperate. There's no money in the family. So often the father is a drunk. There is debt. And the oldest daughter, sometimes when she's 10, 11, 12, that's the only opportunity, because so many of these girls, they've never been to school. I asked one girl, how old were you when you left school? She said, I've never been to school. So because they're illiterate, they can't get a decent job. And the only job they can get is at the mercy of a sex trafficker. So I just want to ask you, if God has touched your heart, if you want to stand with me, to stand with James and Betty and say, we want to do something now, will you go to your phone? Will you go online? Will you call that number? Will you make the best gift possible so that we can reach, we can rescue, we can restore? Because surely that is what Jesus Christ has done for every single one of us. Would you make your best gift possible? Would you do it now?
Father, I believe everyone watching is going to do what they can. If it's prayer, that's not small. Yes. But if they can help, God, thank you for that.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. I promise you, Sheila Walsh, she's always a blessing wherever she goes. So thankful for the way she and Randy do when they reach out and touch your hearts and encourage you to touch others with the love of God. Be sending you her book for any gift. And I tell you, people are going to love these beautiful gifts to people from something our mission photographer took a picture of and turned into a real, let's say, multiple-piece puzzle and one for children. Just to say thanks. We sure do love you. Thanks for helping us share God's love with others.
Be on alert for those thoughts that will take you astray.
Take control of your thoughts and declare there's more power to you. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.